A U.S. federal judge has ruled against the Obama administration's six-month moratorium on deepwater oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. The ban was imposed after the April 20th explosion on BP's Deepwater Horizon drilling rig that killed 11 workers and blew out a well 1,500 meters underwater and has led to the largest oil spill in U.S. history. Charles Collins reports.
The judge in Louisiana said the ban was invalid, arbitrary, and could not be justified. The 22-page ruling issued a preliminary injunction against the enforcement of the ban, which halted all deepwater drilling projects and prevented authorities from issuing new permits for such projects until an investigation into the BP oil spill is completed. The White House said it would appeal the decision, and White House spokesman Robert Gibbs defended the moratorium.
Continuing to drill at these depths without knowing what happened does not make any sense. Potentially puts safety of those on the rigs and safety of the environment in the Gulf at a danger that the president does not believe we can afford right now.
Opponents said the moratorium could cost Louisiana thousands of jobs and millions of dollars in lost wages. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal welcomed the judge's ruling.
I'm asking the president, I'm asking the administration, I'm asking Secretary Salazar, do not appeal this injunction. Listen to the judge. This moratorium is arbitrary and capricious. Federal judge, independent judge, looked at the facts and said the six-month moratorium was not supported by the facts, was not supported by the evidence.
In addition to the over 30 wells in the Gulf of Mexico, there are more than 20 offshore rigs in Britain's North Sea. I'm Charles Collins.